Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI Asterisk, the podcast where we untangle the knotty questions at the intersection of artificial intelligence and everyday tech. I'm your host, Herman Poppleberry, a donkey with a penchant for precision, a sloth named Corn for a brother, and a deep curiosity about how things actually work. This show is part of a project by Daniel Rosehill. Each episode answers one of Daniel's AI questions in audio form, generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while thoughtful, it may contain inaccuracies. If you'd like to learn more or perhaps collaborate on something delightfully nerdy, visit danielrosehill.com. Today's question comes from Daniel himself, and it's a sharp one. Why is the $60 Google Coral TPU so often recommended for NVR, that's network video recorder systems, when we have access to powerful GPUs that can cost hundreds or even thousands of dollars? How can a little USB stick outperform a beefy graphics card in object detection? Is it magic? Marketing, or is there something deeper going on? Let's dive in. First, let's get our bearings. An NVR system records video from security cameras, often with the ability to run AI-powered object detection, things like recognizing people, vehicles, animals, or packages. This isn't just about recording footage. It's about asterisk understanding asterisk it. And that's where AI comes in, specifically machine learning models like YOLO or MobileNet, which are trained to identify objects in images. Now, to run these models, you need processing power. Traditionally, that meant using a GPU, a graphics processing unit, because GPUs are great at the kind of parallel math that neural networks love. And sure, a high-end GPU like an NVIDIA RTX 4090 can absolutely crush object detection tasks. But here's the catch. It's overkill for many NVR setups, and it comes with trade-offs. Enter the Coral TPU, a tiny USB accelerator powered by Google's Edge TPU. A specialized ASIC designed for one thing, running TensorFlow Lite models at the edge. It costs around $60, uses very little power, generates almost no heat, and plugs right into a Raspberry Pi or an existing NVR server. So why is this little guy so popular in the NVR world? Let's break it down into three key reasons: efficiency, specialization, and practicality. First, efficiency. The Coral TPU isn't trying to do everything. It's not rendering 4K games or training massive AI models. It's built for one job, running pre-trained, quantized machine learning models with extreme efficiency. It does this using 8-bit integer arithmetic instead of the 32-bit floating-point math that GPUs typically use. This means it can process frames faster and with far less power. We're talking watts versus tens or even hundreds of watts. For a 24/7 security system, that's a huge deal, both for electricity bills and thermal management. Second, specialization. The Edge TPU is optimized for specific types of neural network operations, particularly convolutions and matrix multiplications found in vision models. It's like comparing a Swiss Army knife to a scalpel. A GPU is versatile, it can handle all kinds of workloads, but the Coral TPU is a precision instrument. When your model is compatible, it can deliver inference speeds that rival or even surpass a GPU on a per-watt basis. For example, the Coral can run MobileNet V2 at over 100 frames per second while sipping power. That's more than enough for real-time object detection across multiple camera streams. Third, practicality. Most people aren't going to rip out their GPU just to add AI to their security system. And if you're running an NVR on a low-power device like a Raspberry Pi or an Intel NUC, you might not have a dedicated GPU at all. The Coral offers a plug-and-play upgrade path. It's easy to install, widely supported in software like Frigit, Home Assistant, and Blue Iris, and doesn't require a full system overhaul. It's the AI equivalent of adding a turbocharger to a compact car, not a full engine swap. Now you might be wondering, can't a GPU do the same thing and better? In raw throughput, yes, a high-end GPU can process more frames, support more cameras, and handle more complex models, but that comes at a cost. GPUs are expensive, power-hungry, and often require active cooling. They're also general purpose, which means they're not as efficient for the narrow task of running a single optimized model. There's also the software side. The Coral TPU requires models to be compiled specifically for the Edge TPU using TensorFlow Lite and the Edge TPU compiler. This means you can't just run any model, it has to be compatible. But that constraint is also a strength, it forces optimization. Developers have to slim down their models, quantize weights, and eliminate inefficiencies. The result, lean, fast, and reliable inference. Compare that to a GPU setup, where you might be running a bloated model just because you can asterisk. It's like driving a monster truck to buy milk, possible but absurd. Now, what about alternatives? You mentioned the Halo device, possibly referring to something like the Halo AI accelerator. Devices like Halo, Intel Movidius, or even NVIDIA's own Jetson line offer similar edge AI capabilities. But the Coral stands out because of its ecosystem. Google has invested heavily in developer tools, documentation, and community support. It's become the de facto standard in the DIY smart camera world, much like the Raspberry Pi did for single-board computers. That said, it's not perfect. The Coral only supports a subset of operations, so some models can't be fully compiled and fall back to the CPU for certain layers. And while it's great for detection, it's not suited for training models that still belongs in the cloud or on a GPU workstation. So to answer Daniel's core question, the Coral TPU isn't recommended because it's more powerful than a GPU. It's recommended because it's smarter for the task at hand. It's a case of the right tool for the right job. It's not about raw horsepower. It's about efficiency, simplicity, and real-world usability. Think of it this way. If a GPU is a sports car, the Coral TPU is a bicycle messenger weaving through traffic. One is faster in a straight line, but the other gets the job done with less fuss, less fuel, and fewer parking tickets. In the world of NVRs, where systems run 24/7 and every watt counts, that efficiency adds up. And for hobbyists and professionals alike, the Coral offers a low-risk, high-reward way to add AI smarts without overhauling their entire setup. So while you might not be able to buy one locally, and yes, international shipping for a $60 USB stick can feel like a crime, the fact that people go through the trouble says something. It's not just a gadget, it's a glimpse into the future of edge AI, small, efficient, and surprisingly powerful. And who knows, maybe one day Korn the Sloth will have his own Coral-powered security system. Though knowing him, he'd probably just use it to detect incoming lettuce. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. If you enjoyed this episode or have a question of your own, head over to danielrosehill.com. Until next time, stay curious and keep asking. I'm Herman Popplebury. And remember, sometimes the smallest chip carries the biggest ideas.